Hi guys, and welcome back to another video. I'm UK Daz as always, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about poppers. Some of the common names poppers are normally known as is Liquid Gold, Gold Rush, Double Scorpion. There's a whole host more. I'm going to try and answer some of the questions that may come up when you're thinking about doing poppers. In the early 1980s, they did start becoming a common recreational drug for the gay community. But now they're not just being used by the gay community, they are also being used by straight couples as well. Why are more straight couples using poppers as well? That's because it relaxes both holes, so not just the bum hole, but the front bum as well. That's right, I'll wait for all the straight people now to take their seats and pick up the video in a second. Now, I'm not saying it makes you into a windsock. What I am saying is it just helps the body to relax and accept what's going on. And if you take poppers at the point of orgasm, it does make it more intense. So a lot of people will be asking, what is it like and how do you take poppers? So the way you would commonly take poppers is you'd open a bottle, hold it in one hand, cover one nose hole and breathe in. And I'm not going to take them today, but I've got them here just as an example to show you how to take them. And you would do that through both nose holes. There are a couple of different other methods that people are trying that are breathing them in. So they'll put them on a rag, roll that rag up and breathe them in. You kind of don't want to get this stuff on your skin. It does burn. You can also buy little glass inhalers that you pour your poppers into. It soaks up in a little bit of cotton wool and you use that instead of the actual bottle. It's probably a little bit more safer. You don't get the same hit, but it works. So if you're a first timer for poppers, try buying one of these inhalers. I'll try and leave a link in the description below. It will make it easier for you to take poppers for the first time. You can also get like an oxygen face mask that you pour the poppers into. Same deal, you put a bit of rag or a bit of cotton in the bottom of the mask and you'll breathe it in through the mask instead of actually picking up the bottle and risking it getting it on your skin. You also might wonder what poppers smell like. And the best way I can describe it is like the most intense permanent marker smell you have ever smelled. It's the strongest smelling permanent marker you could possibly buy. Times it by 10, and that's the smell of poppers. They smell really quite good. Their official use, I think, or one of the official uses they say they're used for, is room odorizers. And to be on the hot, like to be totally honest, I'd kind of like my room to smell like a permanent marker. It's a nice smell, everyone likes it. So that's kind of like what poppers smell like, if I can describe it. I'm sure at some point in this video, I should be saying to cover my own ass, don't take drugs, or I don't recommend taking drugs. So there you go, I've said it. So what's the best way of keeping poppers fresher for longer? A lot of people say keep them in the fridge. Another tip would be to get maybe a piece of cling film and stick it over the top of the bottle. And once you put the lid back on, that keeps the gases in. The more you keep opening and closing the bottle, the more the gases are going to evaporate and you will find that they'll lose their strength quite quickly. So the best way is to look after them, open them when needed, close them, keep them safe, and they will probably last you, without overusing them, probably a month or two. So how long does a popper high last for? Well, it's only for about 5 minutes. They don't really last for very long. After that 5 minutes, you are starting to come down and you might be pretty much back to normal by then. You might have a slight headache. On the whole, side effects from poppers is at most a bit of skin irritation. And I say a bit of skin irritation, it can get a bit scabby if you get it on your nose or around your mouth. Other side effects is that it gives you a headache and you might get some staining of the skin if you do get it on your hands. If you overuse poppers, you probably will develop a slight cough as well. That being said, Do not get it on your clothes as well. It will bleach it. And I'm not trying to suggest anyone's stupid enough to drink poppers, but don't do it, because that is how most commonly people will die from poppers. And I say most commonly, these are like never. No one's that stupid to drink poppers. But occasionally some idiot will drink something they shouldn't. One of the tips I was told is when you open your bottle to use, get an old cloth, just wipe the top of the rim before you start inhaling them. This is just to stop you get it on your nose. When you get a little bit carried away and you poke it up your nose, you will get slight burns around the side. So that is a tip. If you're going to take poppers and use them from the bottle, just keep an old rag that you can just wipe the top of that bottle. I'll try and remember to leave a couple of links to some of the products that I've explained in the video. That would probably be the inhaler and the mask. And if I can find a link for a very trustworthy website, I will also put a poppers link on there as well. Chances are they're going to be affiliate links, so they don't cost you any more to use, but they will give me a small percentage of their profits. That's it for this video, guys. I really hope you found it useful. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. Until next time, peace out.